I mean, we're playing good right now. We've strung some wins together. This was, a good team effort offensively. We did a good job. 6 for 7 in the red zone and, made the most of those opportunities. Defensively, they dominated the game. We had a bunch of sacks and turnovers forced and put us in good situations early in the game that, gave us some short fields. Special teams did a good job winning the field position battle. So, we got to be playing like this heading to the playoffs. It's nice to get a win like this, kind of going away. And then we got a tough one at Minnesota next week.
Coach said he wanted to run 10 possessions of no huddle this week. Why this week and why was that so effective?
I don't know. We're just trying to be an up-tempo team as much as we can, and wanted to raise the tempo, especially at home when we can communicate a little better than on the road. Something we're gonna feature at times, both in multiple personnel groups, and when you can have a good run-pass option there, you can be effective. Today they played a lot more one high than maybe we expected. So we threw the ball a little bit more early in the no-huddle stuff and missed some throws, but got it going there in the second half.
Cobb broke the franchise yardage record today. I guess can you just talk about what he's meant to the offense this year?
Yeah, he's a big-time player. He's fun to watch. I'm just trying to get him the ball in space. He makes some big plays. He's got incredible preparation habits. He's always ready to play, knows where he's supposed to be. He's like a 7 or 8 year veteran out there, it feels like at times. It feels like we played together for a while. He just understands, the concepts are running, where to get open. He's a big-time player. Hope we can get him off special teams soon.
What do you think the difference is, Aaron, the way the team is playing now as compared to back when it was 2-3, when things weren't going well?
Well, offensively, we have a little bit more balance. We've run the ball for over 100 yards for a few weeks in a row now. We got 20 good carries out of Ryan today. He ran the ball real well. DeJuan was a good changeup for us. We've just kind of been sticking with that a little bit more. Today we got, like I said, more opportunities to throw the ball down the field because of the number of guys in the box. We just have to be able to adjust quickly, whether it's a game we got to stick with the run a little bit longer or it's a game we got to get the ball in the perimeter's hands.
What do you think of Dietrich Smith? Center today.
I thought Evan did a good job. I mean, I've probably been one of his biggest supporters since he got here, and proud of him and the way he's developed. I think he's got a bright future in front of him, and probably have to watch the film to kind of see. I'm not going to be grading him, but I would guess he did a really good job.
Aaron, with Evan on that quick snap play where he threw it up to Jennings, is that a kind of play that gives you extra confidence in him as a center where he's there with the ball ready to go?
I mean, it was just a situation at times where they couldn't. They were trying to make some personnel switches, and we were trying to get some tempo going. And thankfully, we had our guys lined up. I had to kind of look out to the right twice to make sure that Greg really was standing by himself out there. And Evan did a good job, and everybody did a good job of getting up on the line of scrimmage and snapping that quickly and making that work.
Any rooting interest in tonight's game? Are you going to watch it?
No, I'll probably be sleeping.
What does the number 2 seed mean? I mean, is that something? I mean, I know Woodson talked on Friday saying it wasn't a big deal. I mean, it's because he hasn't played much. But is the number 2 seed really something that's a worthwhile goal, or is the team playing so well that you just continue to keep going?
Well, either way, I think if we're able to get that 2 seed and get a week off, it'd probably help a couple of our injured guys. But if not, we've a couple years ago we went the distance every week, playing every week, and making that work. So. We'll just wait and see. We know for sure we'll be no worse than the 3 seed. And depending on what happens the next couple weeks, or next week, I guess, and tonight, we'll see what happens.
Aaron, is there any risk in changing centers at this late date in the season, in your mind? Or?
That wasn't part of my job this week, so I didn't do any risk assessment, but we have a lot of confidence in Evan, as was evidenced by the switch. And, just the feel that I had out there was that he played pretty good. He's a tough competitor. He's smart. He's been around the system for a while. And I think he's, like I said, I think he's going to have a bright future with us.
Do you think matchups matter in the playoffs, or is it just give us anybody, any opponent, bring them on?
I think matchups matter. I think different teams might match up better or worse against other teams. We have the opportunity to host a playoff game, whether that's the wild card round or the divisional round, and that'll be a good advantage for us to be able to stay at home. And if we get a week off, that might help. Like I said, our injured guys, but we'll be ready to play whoever comes to Lambeau.
With Greg out for so long, do you feel like you two are getting back to on the same page? Is that something?
No, I think I think so. I think it does take a little bit. I missed him on probably a touchdown pass there in the second quarter, overthrew him a little bit. I was frustrated by that. But he's such a smooth route runner, and he understands the game, and he's been around and played a lot of football. We played a lot of football together. He's a big-time player. So I said last week I need to be more conscious of just giving him opportunities. Felt like I was doing that a little more today, and just missed him on a couple that probably should hit him.
Describe that your touchdown run. Was that a call draw or
no? But it kind of looked like it maybe, but I was actually just a spread formation. Was looking at Donald in the slot there, the pre-snap, the backer to his side, I believe it was Zach Brown, who's the hammer. Hakeem was inside of him pretty good. I was just going to throw it to Donald right there. Maybe he could split it for a touchdown. As I took my drop and looked that way, the backer flew and just kind of opened up in the middle. They had dropped out one of the defensive linemen as I made my way up in there. Tried to give a little token pump fake that didn't work, and then try to protect myself, and luckily I was able to sneak in there.
Aaron, both teams next week were both really tangible playoff goals in mind. Minnesota, obviously, for you guys with two seed. Is that preferable to last year when you had the decision up there of seeing guys or what to do?
Well, last year was nice to be able to relax that week. Might not do that again in my career, but it was nice. It was nice for that, and nice to get Flynn some playing time. But it'll be a good game. Obviously, a rivalry game with us and the Vikings. There's some other subplots with Adrian. Not sure how close he is to the record, but I'm sure they'll be trying to get him the all-time yards record, and they're trying to get in the playoffs. So we can do a number of things next week, potentially clinch the number two seed, keep them out of the playoffs, and I'm not sure if it's possible, but try and hold AP under 21-05.
Do you think in some ways you sort of noticed today as a team that you're going to be a pretty formidable playoff?
No, I mean, I don't want to just, base things off of one game. It was a good win for us. We had the, home field advantage and the conditions to our favor, and we played better than they did.